the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your mise en place. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Quick on the fade there. Didn't mean to fade that so quickly. Jeffy, what's happening? Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. Thankfully, we made it through a week without you last week, Jeffy. Dan sat in, did a fantastic job, but we definitely missed you, brother. Yo, he's always out there doing something, that's for sure. And he was dropping lots of knowledge for everybody. I think it was it was a good show overall. You know, we had a lot of things to talk about when it came to, you know, just dealing with a couple friends of ours are very afraid of the pandemic and what's going on. So, you know, I had to come out there and drop some numbers and just try to talk about it. I think the more and more we talk about it, the better it is going to be for people in the long run. That's what I think. You know, just so people know, you know? I mean, if we don't talk about it, if we don't get it out there, if we don't let people know... I mean, because listen, you hear all these things constantly about numbers and how many people are dying, how many people are sick, things like that. It's just arbitrary numbers until we actually understand... You put them side by side to something else, you know? Yeah.
Anxious.
Yeah,
you know, all the way around. You know, it's like it's so stupid to think like, I mean, I can't remember what you said, but it was like, I don't know, what was it like? You said like the flu or something like that. It killed like so many people, and I was like blown away that I didn't even. That's what it was. Tuberculosis,
dude. Over 3,800 people a day in 2019 died from tuberculosis.
I didn't even realize that was still a thing. I thought that's what Doc Holliday died from.
Me either. It's just crazy when you hear these numbers, man. That's all. And. You know,
it's a Civil War shit. That's not even like a real thing. I didn't realize that at all.
Yeah, it's just insane. But it's just about, you know, you got to make sure in the long run when it comes down to it that you just you just get some perspective on the numbers, I guess. That's all right. I'm doing a little sound check in here. You stop talking on me, Jeffy.
What? Because I started getting to the beat. I was like, oh, what am I going to do? You want me to start spitting?
Nothing would make me happier. But listen, it's
turn
just
me
about,
up in the headphones.
It's
turn
about
me up in the headphones.
That, it's about that perspective, Jeffy. That's all. So you had to take a trip last week. You were down in Florida.
I did.
With some family issues.
My father passed away unexpectedly.
T's and P's. Sorry to hear.
T's and P's. And, you know, under some nefarious circumstances, at first we thought... we found out it was not so much that as much as just Florida.
Yeah, it's kind of... Remember we used to do that bit? Did it happen in Florida or was it not even real or something?
Yeah. Was it Florida or like fiction? Something like that?
Yeah. Well, now you get it because you've been down there and you see. It's a weird place, bro.
Listen, I stomp feet from Tampa to Clearwater and I'll tell you what, man. You know... It was weird.
But you did get to have some delicious chicken wings, didn't you?
Yo, shout out Wing House. Wing House is a knockoff Hooters, but the girls wear short shorts, and I mean like really short, you know, and then just like a regular t-shirt that's tight, but not like a, you know, you don't see any like cleavage, not like in a, you know, the Hooters.
Yeah, but talk about how delicious your boiled wings were. That's what I want to get to, Jeffy.
Oh, no. So this is the thing. I felt like because we were from New York, they, like, didn't like us or something. Because I literally was just like, hey, can you guys make sure those are extra crispy? And they were like, absolutely, well done. And I'm like, yeah, well done. Just make sure they're extra crispy. And then they came out, they were, like, shiny. But shiny because, like, the skin wasn't crispy. You know, like when a chicken wing was boiled, you know, and then thrown in some hot sauce? God. It was not good. Not good. I had three.
Ew. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough, man.
They don't like Northerners down there at all, that's for sure. And what about the hotel you stayed in? That's one of my favorite stories. Then we'll move on. But you got to tell the quick story about the hotel.
All right, well, so basically I booked something on Priceline.com without knowing anything about it. I was just like, oh, 3.5 stars. Yeah, sure, that sounds great. It's cheap, you know, cheap and cheerful. That's kind of my saying when I'm on the road to, you know, bury somebody. So I get to this fucking... We get to this place, and I walk in, and like the ceiling is like three different levels because it looks like there was a hole, and instead of patching the hole, they just like built another ceiling over that hole. You know what I mean? Like, and I was just like, "Oh man, what kind of meth shit is this going on?" You know? And I was just like, and they had all these like weird screens up because of COVID, you know? And then I don't know, they wanted like a cash deposit. They didn't put it on the credit card. It was just all this like weird shit. And then they were like, "Listen, everything is cool here, but you can't smoke in the room and you can't have pets." And I was like, "We don't have any pets, don't worry about it." And they're like, "All right, cool." So we went around. Our room was on the back, and it looked like everything was under construction too, so I kind of thought maybe our room was new. I was like, that's what I was like hoping for, but that was not the case. We walked into the room, and like, you know, like when you haven't, like, remember when you were a bachelor and you would like realize you haven't swept the floor in a few days because you'd step on all sorts of weird shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they'd be like, so that's, it was like that. I walked in the room and I just was like, whoa, what the fuck is going on here? And my brother and sister were just like, oh man, this is pretty weird. And I was like, it's weird. This is fucked up. We're not staying here. Fuck this place. And we turned around and we like went right back in. And then the lady was just like, you know, why? Why don't you want to stay here? I was like, well, because it's dirty as fuck. And she's like,
in the room.
Yeah, she was like, well, how about we upgrade you to the king size suite? And I was like, no, thank you. I was like, I just want to get the hell out of here. I want to leave Florida altogether, but I have shit to do. But here we go.
Wow. So needless to say, the woman was not very good at practicing the art of hospitality.
She was once she realized that I was like not having it. She got me my shit back. Everything was cool. I got my money back. We left.
Well, damn. But well, thankfully, tonight we are practicing the art of hospitality. We got a great guest coming up here in just a minute. Chef Chad Minton, the founder, OG Jedi Master of True Cooks, is going to be joining us, or maybe a Sith Lord. I'm not sure. I'll have to ask him which one he prefers. Talking all about what's going on with those guys. Doing a good check-in. We love True Cooks. We love Chad, so it's always great to check in with him and see how he's doing.
I'm just a guy that used to cook a lot.
That's right. Plus, a little bit later on, we're going to talk all about, listen, growing up, we all had fast food, whether we like to admit it now, whether we don't as chefs, no matter how many awards you've won. We're going to do a little fast food check-in. We got a great article came out talking about each state's favorite fast food. We're going to have the Good Brothers all chime in on that as well. A lot going on here tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. Sure. But to get things started, you know, there's a lot of people we get to meet on this program, Jeffy, and it's amazing when you get to make friends with them, and it's somebody that you admire, someone that has done some amazing things with his life and is a true hustler to the meaning of the word, whether it's, you know, when things are up and down or whether things are in a pandemic, no matter what, you can guarantee this gentleman will be hustling till the day he dies. One of my favorite people in the world to talk to, ladies and gentlemen, Chad Minton. Chad, welcome to the program.
Chad.
Yeah, there he is. That's our new thing, Chef. We clap for everybody when they come on the show.
What? Hello? What?
He's coming in from a distance.
You guys, I'm sorry, I'm having some technical difficulties here. I'm changing wires.
Oh,
Bear with me.
Well, that's all right, man. Changing wires is fine. Listen, we appreciate that because that gives us the best sound.
There you are.
There it is.
You are.
Let's do it one more time, Jeffy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. True Cooks founder and OG, Chad Benton. Yeah, there he is.
Okay.
What's up, good brother? Okay. How are you, man?
Hey, first off, Jeff, I'm tremendously sorry for your loss. That's terrible. It sounds like you really also went through an episode in addition to that.
Yeah. It's a long after school special, but, you know, it was, it's over.
Well, time has a way of healing things, you know, mm-hmm. and I'll leave it at that. You guys seem like you're in good spirits. You know, we've had some friends of friends that have all passed away here in rapid succession over the past few weeks, and non-COVID related.
Well, that's good.
And
to know.
I'm not saying that they're going to be recorded as COVID deaths, but they were all non-COVID related. All tragic and very, you know, out of the blue. And so, yeah, my heart goes out to you, brother. I apologize, you know, for
it's all good.
For the state of the world right now. You know, and we need to get back to what's right. And I don't know, you know, if you guys know how much of a difference you make doing what you do with this podcast, because it really does do a lot for a lot of folks. And I always love talking to you guys. You know, I kind of feel like in a way I've kind of become like the fucking Bigfoot expert on Coast to Coast Radio, you know, like when you can't fill a spot.
We'll call Chad. Shit, who's coming in?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ask two chats.
Yeah, he's going to come in. He's got some new samples or something, you know.
He's got some new socks coming out or some shit.
What's new in the world of Bigfoot? Well, we've had some amazing breakthroughs. You know, the field teams have, you know, determined, you know, I'm breaking balls, but honestly, man, you guys do God's work. You know, at the beginning of this bullshit fucking asshole pandemic, you know, with our limited resources at True Cooks HQ, you know, we thought it was a good idea to, like, try to patch together some third-rate podcasts that we could, you know, get out to the masses and just, you know, really just do it as, like, a public service announcement to folks. There's a lot of questions. It was kind of like, I don't know, for the older listeners out there, like 9/11, where you're like, well, what's really going on at, you know, ground zero?
Yeah.
And so we wanted to set something up where, you know, people that were doing stuff, you know, out of the box or what have you. Long story short, you know, 12 episodes. I think we did 12 weeks of it, and once the first sight of openings started happening, man, there's a lot of things that I could focus on outside of doing that. There's a lot involved in what you guys are doing, and I feel like since the lockdowns have started, it's been open season on, like, well, I'm gonna do a podcast, or I'm gonna do this, I'm really gonna kick up my social media content.
It's
what
tough,
else
are
you gonna
man.
Do, right?
I personally didn't want to be another talking face in people's feeds, so I thought it was a really good time to pull back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, particularly if you don't have anything wonderful to say, you know, then keep your mouth shut.
Well,
kind
you know,
of thing, and I feel like we've done. I feel like we've gone through this now for so many months now for so fucking long. Personally, I'm fed up. I want to do everything that I can do to get shit back to normal. Yeah, wear your mask, do your, you know, due diligence, whatever. But, you know, this morning I'm seeing that there's three different vaccines that are out there. And look, this is not a political rant, you know, I'm not going to rush out and take a vaccine, but if just the news of those three vaccines that are out there in production, if that is the assurance
that our collective dining community needs to feel like they're comfortable with going back out and society can get back to fucking 2019 normalcy, then I'm all for it. So I'm bullish right now on the fucking vaccine shit. I'm bullish on, you know, win, lose, or draw. The elections are over with.
Right.
Let's worry about getting this shit back to normal. You know, so you guys, this has been a tough year for everybody. And I feel like a lot of people have learned some really hard lessons and some good lessons that are going to serve them in the months and years to come.
Well, talking about those lessons, bro, and talking about how it's affected stuff, I mean, how did True Cooks feel a big effect from COVID? Or, I mean, so for instance, I know my knife guys, their sales actually went up a little bit because they, you know, people were cooking at home more and, you know, a lot of people were buying things online. And I don't know, did that affect you guys at all, negatively or positively?
Well, I have the rare distinction of being the asshole that walked away from, you know, a 25-year tenure with a luxury hotel company to you know, out of my responsibility to run True Cooks. And now I have the enviable position of being in charge of a company that's dedicated to the segment that's been affected without question the worst. The cinema operators, the movie theater operators would argue with us. But you know, I mean, really, the restaurant and hospitality industry has been hit the hardest out of this shit. And
it's awful.
I'm intrinsically taught. Me, my wife, my dog, Toby Dog, we're all intrinsically tied to this, you know, at a local level, at a national level, and at a global level, because True Cooks really does touch on all those points.
Yeah. And it's still out there. It's still shining bright. And, you know, you got some great stuff coming out
yes
there.
Yes and no.
I mean,
oh, True Cooks is shining bright. I thought we were talking about COVID still. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, that's all right. I was just...
Motherfucker, yes. True Cooks is alive. We're here. We're swinging.
Chad is here tonight to announce that True Cooks is dead. No, I'm kidding.
Can you imagine?
COVID has affected True Cooks, and it's now gone. No, man, not at all.
Oh, my God. No.
My favorite new thing you guys just put out was that Kitchen versus Everybody shirt. I love it and hate it all at the same time.
It's funny, man. I had a really good chef from a major market in North America leave a comment, and he's English second language, mind you, but he was like, oh, this is the wrong attitude, you know, True Cooks, what's the matter with you?
Yeah.
And when you look at it from a superficial standpoint, you say, okay, Kitchen versus Everybody. This is like a front of the house, back of the house thing. And that obviously is not the way to run your business. I did pretty good at a very high corporate luxury level from starting at very little. So, you know, I'm not going to kiss on your leg and tell you it's raining ever. And I see that. I see from a superficial level. Look, it's obvious to me. I can see, like, oh, that's wrong. But the only way that you understand that that's wrong is that you're actually in it. What it actually means is that right now, if you just step back and take a step back out of your kitchen, out of your restaurant, out of your hotel, out off your property, out of your work, and just step back, and look at what we're being bombarded with. And when I say we, it's not just Kitchen. Maybe the fucking thing should say the hospitality industry versus everybody. But that, it's a little wordy for a t-shirt, right?
Maybe,
it's a little wordy for
maybe
a
little
t-shirt.
Bit. Maybe and, a little bit.
and whether it was Toronto versus everybody or Detroit versus everybody, the start of that shit, both of those guys got a real good, like, man, they've used that in advertising on so many different platforms over the past 2 years. Like, I've been sitting on that one. Like, I wanted to do it, like, 3 years ago. And when I first went to Toronto and saw the Toronto versus Everybody shop, I was like, oh my God, this is genius.
Yeah.
This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. But I think that that might have been derivative of Detroit versus Everybody. Regardless, it doesn't matter. It's just a rad idea. Whoever did it the first time, good for you. But yeah, Kitchen versus Everybody is everybody is societal right now. It's not the front of the house versus the back of the house, for fuck's sake. It feels like it's like
everybody versus everybody
is against us.
Yeah,
but no, just us, just us. And I can understand how chefs and cooks feel segregated into like the focus, like this laser focus on just fucking us, and we'll always be able to work and have jobs. I'm thinking it's a bigger issue, and it's the operators, the restaurant operators that are really taking the financial risk of minimal margins. Those are the ones that are getting pushed out, and the meals that they provide will still have to be ate. And I'm really concerned that what we're going to see is a shift like we see every 10 years where, you know, mom and pop operators get pushed out in lieu of big business. The jobs will remain. They will. They'll wash over a couple of months and the opportunities will remain, but it's a shift of independent operators to larger corporations and, you know, big business. So again, you're talking about a redistribution of the wealth every 10 years from the middle class, the poorer class, to the 1%. And we saw it, you know, with the mortgage crisis 10 years ago, and we know we saw it in 9/11. So, you know, that just over, you know, the past 30 years.
When you say redistribution of the wealth, do you mean like we're like, it's like, I feel like more money gets sent up and like people just get like fall through cracks. Like,
well,
every 10 years.
Think about what's easy. Real estate. Think about real estate. And I'm not talking about houses, because right now the real estate market for homes is strong during this crisis.
Oh, bro, it's
fantastic.
It's
not a recession.
I mean,
it's not a recession yet. It's a crisis. It's not fantastic if you're a multi-unit owner in Midtown, because the rents are dropping to historic levels there.
Well, because everybody left the city, they're all moving out.
So think about the, you know, office spaces that occupy buildings on city blocks in New York City, for instance. San Francisco is same deal. As this work from home thing works or doesn't work for different businesses,
right,
it has a cause and effect on the walk-up shops underneath them, right?
Absolutely.
This is simple economics. This is just
absolutely
simple economics we're talking about.
Midtown's dead, bro. Like you just said, it's like true. all those offices are empty. No one's working in their offices. It's crazy.
But there's also a lot of apartment buildings on top of those, storefronts, right? So now, the fact that Plum's Deli is closed now does not.
It's a shame. It was a good place.
It does not take away the need for those people that live above that deli, or have maybe for 100 years, it doesn't take away their need to eat, right?
Yeah.
So their need, and again, this is just simple economics, cause and effect. Those people still have to fucking eat. So if they can't eat from fucking Plum's Deli, which has been in your family for 100 years, and you're the proprietor, you still operate it with, you know, integrity and honesty every day, and
happy Plum,
fight the good fight, all the good shit, but you're fucking closed. Well, those people still have to eat. So the fact that you're closed does not take away the need that they have to eat. So they have to go to Schlotzky's.
What's a Schlotzky's?
And now fucking or fucking whatever, fake deli. I don't know what it is.
Oh,
the chain.
That sounds
chain
pretty good. Is that like a?
You guys definitely excited. He was like Jewish deli.
I don't know.
I'd love to get a pastrami.
No, the one the fat boys were eating at in the video back in the day.
Nice.
Some no, you know the pizza place. What the fuck is that thing called?
Pizza.
I don't know. I'm a brain fart. But what I'm suggesting though is that it's the corporate entities that are going to be able to buy space on pennies on the dollar. They're going to be the ones that are going to be able to convert it. They're going to be the ones that are going to benefit from this economic blip. And as we see, you know, conventional restaurants go, I'm bullish on food halls. I kind of think that that might be the wave of the future, and I think that for
I think so, huh?
You know, think about it, man, dude. Like restaurants, like being a restaurant owner, operator, historically, you have to be wealthy already, and maybe you're so wealthy you're looking for a tax deduction because you know it's not going to make any money, and that's been the MO for a lot of nice restaurants that I've worked at outside of the, you know, the corporate hotels. And, you know, like that works only to a point.
Well, yeah, totally. And I just hope that we get something back. I know they're getting killed here where we live in the Northeast and in New York, and all these rules are being imposed now. And I just hope that, you know, like you spoke earlier about vaccines, and I just hope some of this stuff eventually brings – it just I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm just hoping these guys can last till we get there. That's what I'm hoping for, and I'm seeing so many good friends of mine.
Well, you guys are frontliners.
Well,
all we talk to are frontliners. You guys are frontliners. And by frontliners, I mean you're the ones that are feeding the people. You're out there. You're
right.
Engaging with folks. Your finger – if you will, is to the buzz of the pulse of the people.
Man.
If they need that injection of insurance that's okay to get back out there and do this shit again, like, man, any news about any vaccines or any fucking
something.
Shit, I love.
Something,
I
right?
love.
Even just the thought of it, I think, sets people at ease. Just having that thought of it sets people at ease, man. So, I don't
know. Hey, guys, this just in.
Ooh.
Everything's going to be okay.
Thanks, Jeffy. That's good. That's good to hear.
Nice.
Good to hear. Yeah, I must have missed that on Twitter or something like that. So, Chad, I got to ask you, man. You know, you've got a little work with the Spiceology boys as well. Great stuff with those guys. And so many cool drops coming from True Cooks. So what's the plans for Christmas, for the holiday season? You've always got something cool up your sleeve.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, no, just total blessings with Spiceology. What a great team.
Great product, too. I'm not just saying that. I replaced everything.
Well, I appreciate that personally. And, you know, I'll get you a pound of smoked paprika for that nice plug.
Hey, there you
after
go.
The show.
Hey.
Nice
paprika. Fuck it. Make it a pound and a half. Make it a pound and a half.
There we go.
Ooh, this guy.
This guy, huh? yeah, but great stuff, man. We've been using it on
thank you.
On the TV segments and everything, man. It's awesome. So I'll make sure we tag you in that from here on out, too.
Yeah, no, I'd love to see that, and it's hard for me to see everything. So, yeah, it'd be nice for you, you know, I mean, Plum, come on, how long have we been doing this? You got to tag me on that shit.
Yeah, right.
It, you know?
No doubt. 100%. But there's got to be some plans, man. You usually got something for us coming out, some cool drop,
nah,
something
you know,
for the holidays.
Know, yeah, no, man. Fucking next week is going to be nuts.
Here we go.
We've got right now... A 2,300 t-shirt re-up of all of the popular shit that's sold out that everybody wants that they're asking for, and a capsule, a black gold Black Friday capsule collection.
Oh,
so who drops a new collection and discounts it at 25% on the day it drops? Fucking True Cooks does.
Boom.
In an earnest effort to put us out of business, we're going to drop a bunch of new shit on Black Friday.
Hell yeah.
And this is our annual one. It's our big one. It's the one that everybody has fun with, and it's going to be 25% off Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, and then we're going to have a bunch of tier. And it's automatic. There's no codes or any bullshit, and there'll be tiers built in. So if you spend $50 at 25% off, you get, I don't know, a fucking free pair of socks. If you spend, you know, $100 at 25% off, you get free shipping and, you know, maybe the change purse. And if you spend $200 at 25% off, you get free shipping and some other rad shit.
Oh, hell
so
yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah, it's a fun one. It's the big blowout every year, and it's no secret, you know, like retail businesses, you know, apparel, any of them. Like, everybody makes their entire year in the next 5 weeks. So, you know,
yeah, no
my
doubt.
Optimism's high. My optimism's high. You know, we've made the best stuff that we've ever made, without question. This has been a fucking weird year on so many levels, but from a manufacturing level, with all the delays and back and forths and pullbacks on, you know, top line forecasting and all the shit that goes along with that, we were able to kind of learn some lessons and take advantage of that and learn some new manufacturing stuff. So,
excellent.
So there's some new appliques that, and that's the industry term in the garment industry, appliques that we're using that before this year were wildly out of our reach. And you can't, like, the shit that we're doing now, like, you can't just do with an embroidery machine.
That's
you can't
up.
Just go to lids and you know, and get the shit. It doesn't work like that. So.
We'll get all the good brothers to post it, man. We'll get all the good brothers to post that on Thursday and Friday next week. You know, kind of go into it. Make sure you check out True Cooks, the big Black Friday sales happening. We can try to help push that out there a little bit more.
Hell yeah, TrueCooks.com. Get on there. Order some shit right now.
You guys, we appreciate that, and I don't want to be, you know, listen, I don't want to be one of these faces talking about, hang in there, Tiger, you know, for the past 6 months, you know, I thought it was wildly inappropriate.
Yo, but Chad, wait a second.
But no,
if you made a shirt, Chad,
from a True Cook standpoint.
If you made a shirt with your face and the thumbs up saying, hang in there, Tiger, I would buy that shit in a heartbeat.
It's true. True story.
It'd be amazing.
It'd be the first time we ever make something and sell one of them.
Two. I get one, man.
There you go. There's two. That's amazing.
Oh,
hanging out
love
tonight.
To say that, but then it comes out.
Hanging you know, out tonight, like, talking to our good brother, Chad Minton, the founder of True Cooks and TrueCooks.com. Some of the best apparel that chefs can get. Jeffy, where can we follow him at? I'd like I need to
you
tell
follow him. At True Cooks on IG. You're also going to follow at Chef Chad Minton. And then go to TrueCooks.com and order some stuff or hold out to Black Friday and get 25% off the new drop.
That's it. Right there. Hey, Chad, are you still running the Instagram?
It's 100% me. It has been since January 1st of this year. And what a motherfucker it's been this year. You know, our usual MO is that, you know, we're out at the restaurants and taking pictures and keeping things relevant.
Yeah.
And you will. I mean, hey, Instagram user, fucking hot chef, fucking 420.
Oh, that's me.
I get it. They're not wearing masks. The fucking photo's 6 years old.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Oh, my fucking God. Are people really doing that to you?
Oh, man. It's not as bad as it used to be, Plum. I feel like people were ruder at the early, like the onset of Instagram than where it's at now.
Wow.
But, like, Yeah, man. I mean, I get it. I get it all the time, you know? And it's like, Truecoat's cast, I get it. Truecoat's cast a big net, and it's really hard to, you know, we've talked about this so many times. Like, you lean too hard into,
yeah, totally,
you know, the bottom end of the industry, and the top end says, oh, you're a bunch of fucking hacks, but then you lean too much into the top end, and you're a fucking food snob, and,
right,
which is something I've never wanted to be. So, you know.
You know, you got to cover everybody. You got to cover all the bases, though. You don't have to be the food snob, but, you know, cover all the bases.
Nah, you know what? I'm getting my groove back, man. I feel like the stuff we're making is last year was a weird one. We had a couple of weird things happen internally, and we had some delays on stuff, and it really gave us the opportunity to kind of reevaluate what the fuck is good. And,
right,
you know, I just want to make things for the couple hundred people that have True Cooks tattoos, you know, and I know for a fact that there's over 200 of those. I got them in a fucking file, photo file, and like,
that's awesome.
Like I have a fucking responsibility to those guys to make sure that True Cooks doesn't turn into something that it's not.
Right.
And that it's always cool, and, you know, and it's relevant to the folks that decided to permanently emblaze that shit on their body. You know, I mean,
it's crazy,
what,
right?
The fuck, man. I mean, how could you have a bigger compliment than to have, you know, a knife and fork logo that you sketched during a fucking exec meeting?
On a,
you
napkin,
know, as
right?
Executive chef, yeah, and, you know, in a notepad or whatever, you know, hey, I'm taking notes. Oh, yo, the fucking, oh, the occupancy next week is, you know, 32% and blah, blah, blah. You know, man, come on. I have a fucking sketch. I've been, you know, making a prep list, a fucking drawing, a fucking doodle, and all of those little doodles and shit. Like, that's what True Cooks is.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. And you know, after all these years, man, I can't believe it, Plum. I mean, this has been 8 years we've been talking about this shit now.
It's crazy,
and,
right?
And, you know, none of us are driving around fucking Tiffany blue, you know, Testarossa Ferraris. But at the same time, we're all still doing this and doing what we love and you know, just trying to create opportunities for one another. I mean, really, I mean, after fucking 30 years of fucking cooking at a very high level, I'll tell you what, man, like, what's really good is looking back over the years and thinking, like, oh, man, like, that cat that I worked with that night, like, oh, he's the executive chef for the fucking blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe I can go eat dinner there now.
That's right. That's how you have it.
You know?
Hey, Chad.
And that's why you don't burn bridges in this industry. That's why you look out for one another, man. I mean, it's all love, man. Everything we have comes from the kitchen. So
I want to tell you, Chad, I want to tell you, coming in here on the instant feedback, Chef Maria Grubb down there in Puerto Rico, she says, True Cooks is a sense of belonging. Love it all. So I think that's a pretty cool saying right there.
What a nice comment, man. Thank
not
you
bad.
Very much for that. Yeah, well, it's goddamn right it's not bad, man. I got an email the other day, and, you know, I never do this, and I would never put the guy out on blast, but he or try to honor him in a post or anything. But, yeah, I got an email the other day that said that, you know, you probably think that, you know, True Cooks is like, you know, it's a fucking grind or whatever, but it means a lot to a lot of us, and it helped me off the bridge.
Yeah,
you know, basically a guy was talking about he was ready to fucking jump if it wasn't for, you know, the friends and support that he's found through this True Cooks community, and that's really the value of the thing. And if people feel the stuff, then they can support the brand by buying shit. But, you know, outside of that, like, it's really the people that we've been able to put in touch with one another. And quite frankly, I wouldn't know you, Plum, if it wasn't for fucking True Cooks. And,
brother,
and you've been such a good friend over the years.
That's where I was going with the whole thing, man. Every time we talk, whether it's on the air, off the air, just, you know, texting, you know, you've created a community, and that is an amazing thing to be proud of. Just, I've made so many friends and people I talk to this day. And, you know, one of our closest friends, Dave Boredom, is we met him through True Cooks. And it's just, it's an amazing sense of community that you've created, man. And we can't thank you enough for that. Last one for me, Chad, before we get you out of here. Unless Jeffy's got something, which he may, and that could take another half an hour. I'm kidding, Jeffy. You know I love you. last one for me, Chad. with the holidays coming up, man, you know, you're the entrepreneur, the businessman now. I mean, Chef, can you still get in the kitchen and throw down for Thanksgiving, or what are we doing?
Oh, my God.
Come on, brother.
What if, honestly, it's funny you asked that because it just came up. I got
to... Do you still remember how to do it, Chef?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, man. Like, you know,
with you, man.
No, I know, and thank you for such a thoughtful question, man. Because like after, it really started when we moved to Vegas. This is going to be year three, right? So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Last year was kind of like, okay, this is the new normal. The year before that was like, what the fuck is going on? Because it was the first year that I didn't work in a fucking luxury hotel for the holidays for 25 years.
Unbelievable.
And
good for you, man.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I had a good run, and that was starting as, you know, apprentice and, you know, obviously up to executive chef. But I was chef de cuisine, you know, for 12 years at two different properties, San Francisco and Vancouver. And, you know, I mean, you cook a lot, you know, in hotels when at that capacity. So, and I never was really interested in being an exec sous, or I was really happy with just being in charge of the menus and running the kitchen and cooking and being one of the guys, you know. And mm-hmm. So, no, this year, to answer your question, thank you, Brian Howard, chef proprietor of Sparrow and Wolf.
Shout out.
Here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, we're going to be dining at Sparrow and Wolf at the 7:30 seating.
Are you eating
again,
out
chef,
for real?
For getting us a table. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Actually,
he says, yeah.
That's awesome, by the way, for supporting the rest, yeah, for supporting, yeah, it and doing it. But
yeah, I'm sorry. I thought I was making it clear. Starting 3 years ago, fuck yes. I said, honey, I just had the craziest idea. What would happen if we made a reservation at a nice restaurant went out and ate for Thanksgiving? She's like, I've never ate after Thanksgiving. I'm like, fuck, me neither.
And it's, you love it. It's great, right?
It's our new thing. Yeah. So this is going to be year three, three in a row. And yeah, it just got confirmed today. And shout out to my man, Max Kipperman, whom I've known for 30 years. Max is a private chef now here in Vegas, and he sent me a text message about 30 seconds after Brian Howard was like, yeah, I got you in, no problem. He's like, hey, you want to cater a dinner for 12 people on Thanksgiving? Just you and me? And I'm like, fuck, dude, under any circumstances, yes, a million fucking times. But I literally just got confirmed at Sparrow and Wolf is like the cool, it's the off-strip, freestanding, chef-driven restaurant in Vegas that's fighting and staying alive and doing the good fight. So just to put some regional, perspective to that, that's this place. And honestly, man, you guys, like right now, like a lot of the, you know, all of the, you know, Guy Savoy, Joel Robuchon, all of the high-tier restaurants, like the destination restaurants, and all of the casinos are still closed. And so they're operating, but there's limited room nights, and it's basically like the food court, and like the three meal is your dining options. So a lot of, you know, none of the destination restaurants, which is, I mean, you imagine how many folks that employs, you know, per capita here in Vegas. I mean, this shit has had a brutal,
dude, it's
brutal
everywhere
on the local economy.
And I tell you what, you going out and supporting them, much love for that, dude. Jeffy, throw those plugs out there one more time, Jeffy.
Absolutely. If you'd like to get a hold of Chad Minton, go to his OnlyFans and look up Chef Chad Minton. He has a beautiful spread on there.
He's trying to get paid. He's trying to help people. All the proceeds for his OnlyFans goes to Sparrow and Wolf.
Oh.
It's an amazing movement he's been putting out there. He's also the proprietor of True Cooks, where you can get amazing kitchen apparel and kitchen clothes for chefs. TrueCooks.com and at Chef Chad Mitten and at True Cooks on IG. Go follow our boy.
Yo, Chad, listen, man, I can't express to you how much we love you. We're glad you're safe. Things are going well. And we appreciate the hell out of you, man. We're so glad you take a few minutes to hang out with us tonight, brother. Seriously, thank you so much for the time.
You guys, you're fighting the good fight. Don't stop. Keep doing what you're doing. Hurry up.
Yes, Chef. Yo, man, have a good holiday. We'll talk to you on down the road, brother. Be safe, okay?
Likewise, guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate both of you.
You got it, man. Make sure you guys check out True Cooks. They got a massive sale starting next week. All of us are going to put it out there for you. There he goes. The one, the only, Chef Chad Mitten from True Cooks. Always a pleasure talking to that good brother, isn't it?
Always. Always. Positive guy.
He's dropping knowledge, too.
Yeah. That's what a gem is.
Coming in here, putting that knowledge off everybody. Yeah, I love talking to him, man. I'm actually happy he's going out to eat. That makes me happy. I wasn't sure when he first said it. I wasn't sure how I felt about it, Jeffy. But now, like, I think it's great.
I love Chad. I don't know if I could ever do that, bro.
Well, it's, you know, we don't. It's just him and his girl. It makes sense.
I don't think I can. But me personally, I would probably go out and do it, and I would come home and get turkey and stuff.
Damn. Well, listen. I'm not sure. Your mic just cut out tremendously on me there, Jeffy. I think you might want to turn it down a little bit there. We're going to adjust that here right now. We're going to take a quick little break. I got to pour myself another beverage. And we come back. The good brothers are going to join us here. Get the round table going. We're going to talk a little bit of fast food. Because, listen, fast food is a thing of the past in a lot of our lives as chefs. But it definitely was part of our lives. Don't front. You know you had it. You listen to Plum Love Foods Live. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Oh yeah, Dave, Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM, that's ErgoChef.com.
Today, our world is tainted. Our world is struggling. Our world may never be our world again. Today will be the last today. Because tomorrow will feel different. Tomorrow will not be the same. Tomorrow will be a chance to try again, if we let it. We must open our eyes. It must make sense. It must be passed down to a new generation, a generation of hope, a younger generation who may just save our industry, a generation that understands functional and revolts against non-function. Take a stand and join the fight. Say no to rosemary sprigs, chopped red peppers. Say no to kale leaves, flowers, and balsamic reduction for no reason. Say no to non-functional garnish. Paid for by the Fight Against Non-Functional Garnish Old People Put on Plates Across America Association.
Plum Love Foods Live right here on a Thursday. About to kick it off after this beat drops. Shout out to Dama Beats. That's a good jam right there, Jeffy.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Dama Beats.
Brand new sponsor.
On the ones and twos. We got to get him in studio. I feel like we got to meet this guy.
Yo, me too.
I
love this dude.
I don't know if he wants to be the DJ of a podcast, but I would like him to be.
Foundation of non-functional garnish that old people put on plates across America, now sponsoring the program.
Yeah, I caught the end of that. I had to pee.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I swear to God, I feel like a dick.
Really?
Well, God. It was a break.
That was but, for
when there's
you
a break,
specifically.
I have a small bladder. I
oh just, my God.
I'm sorry.
I texted you and said, listen.
I put my phone, I was dancing. You know, oh, I counted a Jeffy. Thing of water when I got home and then a glass of coffee.
Do you coffee. Know that I did that for you this morning? You
I heard the
fuck.
End. It killed me.
Oh my God.
Non-functional garnish people and the old people.
Old people put on plates for no apparent reason whatsoever. Join the program right
Bastards.
Now, the good brothers.
Did you attack Red Vein Sorrel? As long as you didn't attack Red Vein Sorrel, we're still
No, I attacked kale and rosemary sprigs and balsamic reduction. And I can't believe you
Listen,
didn't hear it.
If you do a mashed potato twirl no. and put a steak on it and then put a rosemary sprig off the back.
No.
And then put a come on.
No. Welcome
come
to
on,
the program.
Classy.
The good brothers of factions joining us in right now. Welcome in, woo-hoo. Chef Dan Monroe. Dan, what's up, brother?
Yo,
oh, your mic is way low, dog.
Right now.
Yeah. Damn.
You got to turn your stuff way up. Also joining us here on the program,
can you hear me?
The one and only Chef Dave Bortnum. Dave, what's up, brother?
Yo.
Young David.
Dude,
what's going on? What's
I
good?
Made
what's
that bit for Jeffy, and he didn't even hear it.
I was going to go Pete during it, and I was like, I don't think I've heard this yet.
It was some new shit, too.
That's what. That's why I didn't go pee yet. I was like, oh, this is that new drop.
I thought it was funny.
I peed, but I feel better.
No, you know what, Jeff? You need to get a 2-liter bottle or like some wide mouth bottle. Keep it next to you while you do the podcast. And just kind
I like
of
how you assume I need a wide mouth bottle.
That's so
I like
terrible.
To think highly of my friends.
I thought it was a funny bit. You didn't think
straw.
It was a funny bit?
I'm good.
Damn. What do you got, like a munition hole? Like a hole like underneath your belly button and just...
No, I just have precision aim like a laser.
He's got precision aim.
Yo, can I get fired up right now?
All right,
what?
Dan is
can
here.
What's going
we
on?
Can hear Dan. Working? There we go.
I'm mad about some non-functional garnish and y'all talking about some bullshit. Like, I feel like I stand with non-functional garnish like there's no tomorrow. Like... It don't make no sense. Red Vein Sorrel or not. If this shit don't work on the plate, don't put it on the plate.
It's, you know what, Dan? Okay, fuck that. I'm going to put a rock on one of my plates.
Yo, is it a heated rock?
No.
Nah.
No reason at all. It's just going to be
just
a rock.
Just some gravel. Just some gravel in the corner of it to make it look pretty.
Oh, Jesus. Also, welcoming in to the program right now, joining here, other good brother who's got some terrible feedback right now, Chef
yeah,
Frank Bellotti.
What's up, gentlemen?
Yeah, there he is, brother. How are you tonight?
Beautiful. How you doing?
Living the dream. Jeffy didn't even hear the bit that I made specifically for him today.
I heard the end of it.
I was going to comment on that. That was beautiful.
See?
How'd you speed that up at the end? You spoke that fast or you just did a little editing?
I got a little pixie dust and powdered unicorn horns that I sprinkled on my computer and magic happens.
Oh, amazing.
That's what? It. That's it right there. Jeffy, you got to go back and listen because I want to hear your feedback. I thought it was a great bit.
I'm sure it was an amazing bit.
Frank, your phone has terrible feedback.
What is that? I hate
your feedback, Jeff, but we are hating Frank's fucking feedback right now.
I just muted Frankie.
Oh, good.
We'll bring him back in as soon as he gets that figured out. If you got headphones, Frankie, put him in. I don't know what to tell you. Gentlemen, fast food.
I took the headphones off.
There he goes.
All right, that's better. Growing up as chefs, you know, I pretty much know all your histories and whatnot, and, you know, none of us really came from a lot of money except for Frankie, so it's tough that, you know, we had to have fast food sometimes in our lives, and we all had our favorites, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad thing to have fast food. I'm not sure I eat a whole lot of it now, but, you know, back in the day, it was the shit, and I'm telling you, like... there's so many questions I have when it comes to it, you know. Dave, what was your go-to when you were a kid?
Like when I was really young, it was the nuggets with the sweet and sour sauce.
Mm.
Or
oh, right.
Which nuggets?
The McRib was also around.
Yeah, what nuggets are you talking about?
McDonald's.
The real nuggets. The Mickey D's nuggets.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you and I had this conversation in the car, and we'll talk about it with the brothers here. But, you know, I mean, growing up for me, it was a 6'9" and 20-piece nugget. You know, that was your choices.
Oh, my God.
It's what it was, Dave.
It is not. It is not the fucking 6'9". Where did you live in the UK? Did you live in Europe?
What are you talking about? That's what it was. I worked at McDonald's, bro.
Boom!
I worked at McDonald's, and it was a 4, 6, 10, and 20-piece. The 4-piece was in the fucking Happy Meal.
Come on. Yeah, you're from Detroit, where people can't afford 6 and 9. They had to give them different options.
Motherfucker, you got the 6, and then it went to a 10. It went 6, 10, 20.
All right, hold up, Dave.
You said 4, 6, 10.
Or, if you were listening, I said comes with the Happy Meal. Okay.
And you know what? It's easier to split 10 between two people so you can go in on 10.
Yeah. So why the hell were you guys doing like 6, 9 and fucking 37? Like,
yo, I would get 220 pieces of those and crush them like a gentleman.
Remember when they did the 50-piece bucket for Super Bowl?
Yeah.
It's like 50-piece nugget, 10 bucks. I'm like, dinner.
Yo, so Dan, for you, what was your go-to as a kid when it came to fast food?
He can't talk right now. He's not. His mic's muted.
Oh, well, I thought he could unmute his mic when he wants to talk.
No.
Can I put something up real quick?
Oh, sure. Frank, go ahead.
Okay. Hey,
please interject.
Press Wendy's, how they did anybody notice that they changed their barbecue sauce?
Who changed it?
Wendy's.
Okay, wait a minute.
It about a year ago, and it is now. I only got the nuggets because the nuggets, the barbecue sauce, and the nuggets that went together perfect.
Yo, Frank, you might be the only dude I know that ever gets barbecue sauce at Wendy's.
My kids do.
My children do.
Oh, well, there you go. Now it all makes sense.
You know what I remember from Wendy's? The salad bar with the pudding, and you can make nachos and burritos
with pudding on it.
It had pudding on the motherfucking shit.
I know, dog. He gets so angry.
I used to like the salad bar, too.
I want to point out really quick to all you brothers here. Dave is kind of on fire tonight. He's having a good day, and he's coming in with the heat. He's got energy. I got to give it to Dave, man. He's coming strong.
This is coffee, Dave. This is like Ritalin, Dave.
Ah. Dave with no drugs, Dave. Dave.
Yeah, Dave ran out of weed, Dave, or something.
No.
Oh, you're drinking, Dave. There we go.
Yeah, there's always liquor.
Hey, so, Frank, what was your go-to fast food as a kid?
I would say probably McDonald's.
They have gabagool at McDonald's?
Dave, you're something.
He's on fire. Look out. Yeah. We're calling him Davey Fire tonight. Davey Fire, not Davey Ember.
Fuego.
Ah, Fuego, Dave. Fuego. Dan, for you, what was
Dave
it, buddy?
Fuego. David.
Yo. I'm so furious on my microphone right now, so I'm working good. All right, so my go-to, it depended on when you're talking to me. So there was a time when I could only afford Taco Bell, so I went to Taco Bell. There was a time when the only place was close to me was the McDonald's, so it was McDonald's. It kind of mattered on where I could go. But I always remember a time when I was at Burger King, and I wanted to go to Burger King, and they had the fucking slide with the balls. That was my shit. But I didn't really go for the food. I went for the entertainment.
I got to tell you what sometimes the way Dan was just talking, I feel like he was a politician a little bit.
You say the fly in the balls?
Yeah, there's always a fly in the balls. There's all kinds of shit in them things.
Jeffy,
what
was...
talking about, bro?
Why are you going to keep going on that? Balls. Obviously, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Don't
Burger him. King, what are you talking about with the balls?
Yeah, bro, they fly. You know the playground?
The slide. I thought you said the flies and the balls. And Jeffy, I was like...
Now you just look silly.
I look ridiculous, and I'm sorry.
Well, what was your fast food of choice, Jeffy? Like, when you were a kid, what was your go-to?
Whatever my parents would pay for, I would eat because I was a good kid. I enjoy everything but cooked carrots.
Yeah, cooked carrots, you know, at McDonald's?
No, I everything but cooked carrots. Like, you could give me anything but cooked carrots and pedophilia, and I will smile.
Frank's face just now, y'all can't see it.
Is that like
pedophilia? Frank just turned as if someone kicked him in the nuts. What?
Did you order that? I don't think that.
I'm just telling you two things that put me off. Everything else is cool.
What is that? Like, let me get a number 7, and can I have the number 6? Can you hold the pedophilia on the number 6 this week? I just don't know. No, I said Diet Coke on the number 6.
If you go to pizza or whatever, you know, I heard you could get a little of that on the side, and that's not cool.
What are you even talking about?
Listen, yeah, what did Ronald McDonald do to you?
More importantly, what did Ronald McDonald not do to you that you're angry about?
Right.
He was like, listen, I don't want to talk to the pudgy kid. Give me the little skinny one.
Did you get hamburglered?
Jeffy, did Ronald touch you on your grimace?
Oh. Yeah, grimace. Hamburglar.
First of all, McDonald's is delicious.
Dave.
McDonald's is delicious.
Who else was there, Dave? The Hamburglar, Grimace, Ronald. There was somebody else. The Fry Guy.
One of those little Fry Guys.
Fry Guys.
Look, Frank has no idea. He's like, what?
Was there like a Hamburger Jr. or something?
Nah. That's a Whopper Jr. at Burger King. You got it backwards. And look, gentlemen, the reason why I'm asking.
That was like Mayor McCheese, yo.
Mayor McCheese. Mayor McCheese.
Yeah.
That's right.
And there was like a fish fillet guy or something.
No, there was Birdie.
Holy shit, Dave. You were on fire.
You put a lot of time McDonald's.
This shit right now. Don't let him act like it's coming from his head.
Well, I don't care. He's doing it, though. That's what matters. Ain't nobody else doing it, but Dave's doing it. look, the reason why I'm bringing it up, the Daily Meal had an article come out that I thought was really interesting. It was talking all about every state's favorite fast food. So I thought maybe what I would do is say a couple of states and see if any of you guys here out of the faction on the panel could tell me what you think their fast food might be.
Done.
So you guys in? You want to give us a go?
Sounds good.
Do it.
Let's start with Jeffy's favorite state that he's moving to here shortly, Florida. Lots of great fast food choices in Florida.
It's really tough because there's so much fast food in Florida. I was 100%. One strip, and there was more than I could count on my hands, fingers, and toes.
Well, let's start with Dan. Florida, you know, listen.
I would say Checkers.
Oh, good choice. Good choice. Dan says Checkers.
Southern favorite.
Sorry, that's incorrect. Dave, what do you think?
Meth.
Let's go to the board. We're going to give you you're going to get a special mention there. You're going to get second place because meth is not first, but it's a tied for second.
Okay.
Frank, what do you think, buddy?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, great choice. Incorrect, unfortunately. So far, Dave's in the lead with 0.5.
Mm.
Jeffy, if you had to guess.
I'm going to go Waffle House.
Great choice. I love a good Waffle House. Waffle House is great late nights. Who doesn't love that? Incorrect. Florida apparently is favorite. Chick-fil-A. Floridians can't go to Disney right now, but they can still go to Chick-fil-A and they love it. So Chick-fil-A, I guess, is a Florida thing.
Damn it.
I mean, that's pretty much meth, right?
Well, I mean, you could say, I mean,
a lot of Jesus in Chick-fil-A.
There's a little bit of hate in Chick-fil-A's heart. Not all of them, but you could guess that in Florida, right?
It's not really hate, man. It's just they don't agree.
Well,
it's homophobia. That's what it is.
Well,
I want to do a little public service announcement for everybody. Not every Chick-fil-A is corporate owned. Some are independently owned. Don't hate on all the Chick-fil-A's. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Are the independently owned Chick-fil-A's open on Sunday?
I don't think so.
Well, then fuck them.
Damn. I don't like it anyway. That shit is overrated. I can't.
Well, let's scroll down a little bit more here in the list. And I want to bring up one of our favorite northern states, almost in Canada, very, very far north, our friends up in Maine. Jeffy, if you were in Maine, what do you think your fast food of choice would be, according to the Daily Meal?
Long John Silver.
Ooh, that place.
Wow, I don't know if I would have guessed that. Such great seafood already there. I don't know. Incorrect, Jeffy. Dan, Maine, I'm going to give you guys a hint. It's everywhere. They have these everywhere.
They have what?
They have these restaurants everywhere. What is Maine's favorite fast food? Nothing's changed since we started a minute ago. Same gimmick.
McDonald's.
Ooh, nah, incorrect. Not McDonald's. Frankie, what do you think?
I was going to say Panda Express, but now I'll say Burger King.
Damn, should have stuck with your first one there. That's unfortunate. It is not Panda Express or Burger King.
No. KFC. KFC.
No. If they're everywhere, it's Subway.
Ooh, great guess. Ooh. Headquartered here in Connecticut, Maine's favorite fast food is Taco Bell.
What?
They're not everywhere.
Ooh. That's what the Taco Bell's are everywhere. What are you talking about?
Oh, you know why? It's so far from Mexico. Think about it. Maine's like the farthest point away from Mexico.
In our country? Yeah, I guess you might be right about that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, so shiny.
They're so far away that they can't tell the difference between a good taco and a bad taco.
Let's go.
We have a little bit of a love-hate relationship with this state. Let's go ahead and talk about Michigan, Dave. According to the Daily Mail, now don't jump at me and scream at me. I'm just going with the Daily Mail's article here, okay? What is, according to the Daily Mail, Michigan's favorite fast food? We'll start with Jeffy, because we'll go to Dave last here.
Boston Market.
Incorrect. Not a bad choice, though. Not a bad guess, though.
There's like
Frankie,
one in the whole fucking state.
And people love it.
No, they don't.
They travel from all over.
Cream spinach.
Hey, Jeffy, they come from the this part of the mitten all the way down to the palm. And then back up to the middle finger, all the way back down. Sorry. Frankie, Michigan's favorite fast food.
That's Burger King.
Incorrect, sir. I'm sorry. Great guess, though. Thanks for playing. Dan.
Would Pizza Hut count as fast food?
Same company. Wrong restaurant. According to the Daily Mail, it's Taco Bell again.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Taco Bell is a popular fast food.
Shit, I didn't ask Dave. Dave, what was your answer going to be?
Nah, it was going to be Taco Bell.
That's what I
thought. You know, I mean, I should have known that, how many Taco Bell parking lots he's been in.
I just want to point out, it's 1.5 points to Dave. Everyone else has zero. Dave is on fucking fire. The amount of Taco Bells here on these answers was crazy, by the way. Let's scroll down and get a little bit deeper here into it. Let's talk New Jersey. New Jersey. I'm sure, Frank, you got family in Jersey, I'm sure, right? Don't all your people live in Jersey?
Wawa. That's got to be fast food, right?
That's a goddamn gas station, Frank.
It's a gas station.
Get Sam from there all the time.
Go get a sandwich at the Wawa.
What is that? That John's sub thing. I don't know. All right,
Frank, you're wrong. Sorry,
Frank. You just had a meltdown when we asked you.
The wires fell.
We didn't ask you to defuse a bomb. What the fuck just happened?
Do not let.
We're like Frank. You know any fast food places? He's like You went like fucking scanners on me. What's going to happen to this kid?
Holy shit. Jeffy, what do you think for Jersey? Fast food.
Oh, for Jersey. Oh, my God.
I'll give you a hint. Pedophilia is not on the menu.
Subway.
Ooh, great guess. Incorrect, though. Incorrect. Dan, talking Jersey fast food.
Yo, well, I was thinking Wawa's, too. And I kind of want to say Taco Bell because that seems to be a running theme. But
not a bad guess.
I'm gonna go with Wendy's.
Wow. Okay. Dan's saying Wendy's. Dan's getting a point because it's fucking Wendy's. New Jersey might be eating Taylor ham for breakfast, but when lunch rolls around, they're headed to fucking Wendy's. How about that, Dave? Did you expect Wendy's?
I was gonna say sewage.
Hey, everybody's got jokes tonight. Everybody's got jokes. Couple of more. Let's get a couple more in here. It's a lot of Taco Bells. I'm not going to lie on this menu. It's pretty freaking impressive how many Taco Bells there are. Yeah.
What about Wyoming?
None of us are going to get this one. Let's talk about South Dakota. Home, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, of the coronavirus. Shout out to South Dakota, coronavirus, home of the coronavirus.
The whole state has it.
Yeah, the whole state, all of it.
900,000 people in the state, and they're like, yep, we just stopped testing. Pretty sure everybody's got it.
Wow.
I think that's true. And
just to give you a little perspective, this is fucked up. Ready? So what is it? There's 900,000 people there. I think something like 700 people have died or something like that.
Right.
I think Korea has like 4 million people and only 400 people died.
Well, dude, they didn't wear masks.
I'm not sure what we're doing wrong. I'm not sure what's going on, but...
they refused to wear masks. That's what's going on. I read a terrible story that I want to make. We were having such fun. I want to make a terrible story out of it, but about people going... A nurse was talking about people going to... in the hospital, and they were dying, like, literally on their deathbed, and they were still telling the nurse and screaming at her that Corona's fake. There's no way they have it.
Oh, yeah, I read that shit. That shit's crazy.
Did you read that?
Yeah. Like, at that point, I'd be like, God damn, I was wrong. Save me, bitch. Please. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I don't know if you should call God a bitch, though. I don't know if that's a good time.
I don't think it's a good idea. The other thing I don't think is a good idea is to just deny truth like that. Some people hate to be wrong, though, right? I mean, you know, do you guys know anybody like that in your own lives? Like, people who just hate to be wrong much?
You've met my wife. South Dakota's favorite fast food. Dave, what do you think it's called? Here's a hint. Jr. I've never heard of this place.
I've never heard of it?
No.
Wow. So it's probably not Carl's Jr. What is it, like Bojangles or some shit?
Bojangles is delicious. Definitely the third tier fried chicken restaurant. It is not Bojangles. Dan, what about you?
How about Wilbur's? Wilbur's tacos and burgers. I'm just making some shit up because you said I never heard of it, so figure I'll just give it a shot.
No.
Wait.
The intelligence level of this program is amazing. Frankie, South Dakota's favorite fast food while they still have people alive there. What do you think it is? By the way, we do big numbers in South Dakota. T's and P's, Jeffy, to South Dakota. I'm not trying to hate on them.
T's and P's from us to you, South Dakota. We love you. We love you. Plum Love Food Live.
Frankie, what do you think?
A&W.
Wow, that's reaching into the bag of tricks there.
I remember you, A&W. The taste to remember.
Whoa, I want one so bad now.
Is that weird? You fried cheese.
You want a Dave? We'll get a Dave to your house. Dave, that was all right. He's on fire tonight. Frankie, what do you think?
He's got the voice of an angel. He's the voice of a goddamn angel.
Goddamn angel. He said A&W. Jeffy, what do you think?
Oh, man. You know, South Dakota's a strange... Have you ever been there?
No.
Oh, man. I drove through there once, and I like had to go to the bathroom. I went to one of the rest stops there. And I remember there being a Sbarro.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say...
True Italian.
It was disgusting, so I don't think they liked it. I don't think it was the most popular place.
All right.
But I went to a Sbarro's in South Dakota once.
Did you get a stromboli?
No, I got one of the pizzas. It's like the casserole you like.
No.
Hold up.
Don't ever.
You ever seen a grown Sparrow. Man naked?
Goddamn Sbarro! I think Sbarro. Where the fuck did Sbarro even fucking come from? It's not fucking goddamn.
No, just playing.
Oh, look, all I know is that shit was a hat I used to wear. You guys are both wrong. The place is called Culliver's Meat Platters in South Dakota.
I was gonna say that. You didn't give me a chance.
Sorry.
No, I feel like I was pretty close.
Everyone at the rest area was telling me. They were like, yo, this place sucks, but you should have went to Culliver's.
Jeffy, you've never talked to anybody at a rest stop in your life. You feel like they're going to commit pedophilia on you.
What? No, I talk to everybody. I like to make a lot of eye contact.
Let's go to Wisconsin.
In the restroom.
Let's go to Wisconsin really quick and start banging out the end of this. We'll do one more after this. Wisconsin's favorite fast food. Dan, what's your guess?
I want to say something with cheese. So, Packer fans, popcorn,
I don't know. It has to be something off the top of the head. Damn, Wisconsin cheese, fried cheese curds. I'm gonna go with Cracker Barrel.
Wow,
solid.
That's
fast food. Fast food as fuck, man. What are you talking about?
Man, I gotta wait like at least 15 minutes for my catfish with my fucking greens and my cornbread and my mac and cheese.
You can get right the little thing they got.
Great guess. Incorrect. Frankie, Wisconsin's favorite fast food?
Arby's.
Ooh, great choice. Great choice. I want to talk about Arby's when we can finish this bit. Incorrect. Jeffy, Wisconsin's favorite fast food?
Wisconsin's favorite fast food is going to probably be Taco Bell.
Wow, solid guess. You probably would have got 40 out of the states if you had guessed Taco Bell. Incorrect. Wisconsin, yet again.
Do I ever get to guess on any of these goddamn things? We just skipping day. Am I a ghost? Do you not fucking see me on your screen?
Oh, hey, Dave.
Have the map in front of you. You're cheating.
Dave, what's your guess? Sorry, brother.
Sorry. White Castle.
Great. That's a great guess, too. I love some White Castles, Jeffy.
Not Wisconsin, dog. Yeah, your goddamn mind. You'll probably find a bagel place in Wisconsin before you found White Castle.
You know, I would have guessed Whataburger, but it's not Whataburger either. Whataburger is shit.
It's Jack in the Box. It's Jack in the Box.
It is not Jack in the Box. It is yet again another vote for Culliver's.
I've never had Culliver's. I actually drove by it. It was in Florida. I saw it there, and there was a line. The whole place had a line in Florida around Culliver's.
But why do you want white building, right?
Wait, what'd you say? Frankie, what'd you say?
Frankie.
But why did he pick that?
What?
Why did he think that? All right, well, Frankie fell off. Last one, my friends, we're going to do for the evening here, and then we'll move on. Louisiana. I don't believe what the answer is here, but Jeffy, Louisiana, what would you guess? Jeffy?
Long John Silver's.
Incorrect. Frank, Louisiana.
Popeyes.
What'd you say?
Popeyes.
That's a point for Frank. It is Louisiana Kitchen Popeyes, apparently, according to this. I have learned that any place that has a state in their name, chances are people who live in said state would never go to that restaurant with a state in the name. I mean, that's Dave, do you agree with me? Like, would you go to Detroit, any place stores like Detroit Pizza, would you go there?
Yeah.
Like, would you buy a Ford?
I drive a Ford.
I don't know. I think it's my rule. If it's got a state name in it, and I don't know if I'm in that state.
What are you talking about? Why would you say that? Like, you don't go to like Connecticut Number One Chinese,
right? Jeffy, and order the pedophile platter. Is that what you want to know?
Young Whoa. Best with cooked carrots.
I don't want any of that.
That was last week. That was last week. Controversial food. That was last week.
Last week. That was on the big ass poll. Oh, that should have been on the poll this week. Pedophilia or cooked carrots? What do you eat more?
Oh, that's awful. That's just terrible. Hey, just to wrap up this little bit of fast food, do you boys still eat fast food at all? Do you traveling, need to stop, it's late night? You know, what does it take for you to go to a McDonald's and grab something to eat, Jeffy?
You know that I have zero willpower, so I just have to drive by one and be like a little hungry. Like, and it can't be like too inconvenient to pull over. You know what I mean? Like, if it's like one of those, if like, you know, if I see it and I'm like, ooh, that's like an off and on, especially if you're traveling. My wife hates it. She'll pack snacks, and I always go, "Hey, kids, you want a Happy Meal?"
Oh my gosh! Hey, when's the last time you walked inside of a McDonald's, Jeffy?
Well, I mean, COVID's at least eight months. I mean,
shit, really? Dave,
you know, I mean,
what about for you, Dave? Fast food, like, how? What does it take for you to go?
Actually, in like the last 2 months, I've probably had fast food more than I have in the last 2 or 3 years.
What was your fast food of choice?
Well, the first time I had it like for a long time was I was driving back from the East Coast towards Michigan, and I had to stop and get gas, and there was a Burger King, and it had breakfast, so I got the croissant sandwich.
Nice.
And then what was it? The other day I was helping a friend out with some shit, and I was really hungry, so we went to McDonald's. Unfortunately, I got a 20-piece nugget with sweet and sour sauce.
Sweet and sour is your sauce of choice. All right, all right, Dan. What about you, man? I know
the sauce can really come up though. You shouldn't go to sweet and sour. There's many options.
Oh, and then the other day I went to Sonic. I got two corn dogs, and then the chili cheese tots and a grape slush with Nerds.
Damn, here's the good thing about you: you're healthy, and I love that about you. That's what's impressive, Dan. You're not a fast food guy at all, but when was the last time you went? What does it take to make you go?
So it depends on what you know. Like Chipotle, I'll go to a Chipotle. I'll go to a Five Guys on occasion. I can't fuck with McDonald's. I can't fuck with Burger King. I can't. Maybe on a whim, I'll get a fucking Popeye's chicken sandwich. But after I take like two bites, I'm just like mad at myself being that guy. I'm like, nope. No, so I gotta go make my own fried chicken sandwich.
That's
what's wrong with you?
I had the chicken sandwich.
He's got two dozen abs. That's why he doesn't eat that shit.
I don't know. I just think about what it is, where it comes from. But I'm looking at the website for this Culliver's, like the next fast food. I'm going to Culliver's. I'm taking a road trip to Wisconsin. My wife's a Packers fan, and they have fried cheese curds. Like I said, I was so close. Yo, they got fried cheese curds.
What are you guys saying? Mom, Culver's or Culliver's?
Culliver's.
Culver's.
Culver's?
Yes. There's a bunch of them here in Michigan, and they're fish and chips, fire.
All right. Frank, what about you, man? Fast food, traveling. What's it take for you to stop and grab a burger or some fast food?
Honestly, it just takes a good deal. If I see a 2 for $5 anyway, I'll stop over. But I will eat any type of fast food. White Castle, I love.
Yes!
Yeah.
I can put that
a belly bomb. Oof. Dude, a fart after a White Castle is like, it would clear a whole stadium section.
That's scared to fart after White Castle. I'm like, I'm just going to go sit on the toilet to do this one.
I don't even know what to say. Everything's falling apart now. What happened?
That's exactly what you say if you eat White Castle.
Like, it's so tough to take it any other direction right now. Like, I want to move and do the last question I had, but I can't now.
Please.
I mean,
as the mediator, Plum, you have to, man. You just got to take the reins.
I'm grabbing it. Listen.
You're a professional.
How many chicken nuggets till you're not sure if you've got a shark backing you up there? Something special, a little surprise. No, I'm kidding.
I was ready to answer that. I was like, well, let me see.
It's like a magic trick for the kids. Hey, look what I made happen. Poo, it appeared.
I'm going to eat one more.
Hey, chicken nuggets were always a thing, and I'm trying to remember all the sauces. If one of you guys could go and just Google McDonald's sauces for chicken nuggets. Like, all as right. a kid.
Sweet and sour.
Hold up a second.
Hot
hold up
mustard,
a second.
Dave. Barbecue.
Dave, I didn't say do it
honey
yet.
Mustard. What?
Oh. Just wait. Like, you're very eager tonight, and I love it. You got energy. I'm with it. But, I mean, the smile on your face. I mean, I'm afraid something weird is happening beneath that microphone camera that I can see you on. As a kid, for me, I started off being a big fan of just having honey on my chicken nuggets. But then I switched to because my neighbor loved it, and I tried it once. It was amazing. The McDonald's hot mustard was the shit. All right, so maybe I'm alone here, but I'm telling you.
No,
with you, dog.
That was my favorite. Dave, what are the sauces at McDonald's right now that you can get with your nuggets?
Oh, like right now? I'm not
or
sure.
Anything. Just tell the list you were saying.
Sriracha.
They had the sweet and sour, the barbecue, the hot mustard, and then they had a honey mustard for a little bit.
They had honey, too.
Yeah, just honey. But when they had those, remember those tender selects or McDonald's select tenders or whatever? Yeah. The honey mustard they had out for that shit was way better.
Then the hot mustard?
I hit you with the sauces. Let me tell you something now.
Yeah, do it.
The sauces, we got the sweet and sour. That's the classic. Okay. The hot, which they used to call... I think like Asian mustard or something. Nope. Then it turned hot mustard.
It was always hot mustard as a kid.
No, I think it was something different, and then it went hot mustard. I think it was like they appropriated it. All right, then they got Chipotle barbecue, tangy barbecue, which is like their classic barbecue, spicy buffalo, sweet chili, and creamy ranch.
Yo, they brought the sweet chili back. I remember they had the sweet chili for the 2008 Olympics in China, and then it just discontinued. But now that it's back, I gotta get on that shit.
Anybody remember the McArch? That's the one.
I do remember that. No, it was a burger, right?
It was a burger that they only did for 1 year during the Summer Olympics. I think it was like 98.
And they were like, it was funny because it was a fucked up program because they were like, it's a real burger. Like basically saying that the rest of the shit wasn't.
They shit on everything else.
Yeah, they were like, the McArch, real ground beef. Oh, I remember that, dude.
The mix was the special sauce.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh my God! What was your sauce of choice, Frank?
Like, oh, I'm not eating this shit.
Yo, what was your sauce on nuggets?
Signature sauce. Yo, they had signature sauce too. You gotta remember, McDonald's was the first place to have that like special sauce. You know, that blew up. Like they put some special sauce. People were like, oh yeah, the burger with the special sauce. They didn't fucking know what it was. They was just happy it was not just ketchup.
Yeah, motherfuckers hadn't been to a salad bar yet and seen Thousand Island. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, all Thousand Islands and mayonnaise.
Well, the Whopper has a special sauce.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's mayo.
No, it doesn't.
Mayo, ketchup, onions.
No. I'm sorry.
The Big Mac.
The Big Mac. I'm a little.
That's what we're talking
I'm
about. The Big
high.
Mac has the sauce on it.
Yeah.
Special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
What a sauce. I don't even like Big Macs.
Home goes, Jeff.
What?
How's it go, like Frank? It. How's it go?
How's it go, Frank? You remember it?
I don't know, but it ends on a sesame seed bun.
Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese on a sesame seed bun.
No, and it's in a pickle.
A tomatoes and a pickle on a sesame seed, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, tomato.
There's no tomatoes on a Big Mac.
I was making that part up. That was
you gotta add tomato, add cheese, you know what? And let have to make it fresh. That's the secret.
What'd you say, Frank?
Let you order the way you want to order.
That's Burger King. You got the wrong restaurant. Burger King is have it your way. McDonald's, let's go fuck yourself. This is how we serve it.
Probably go to McDonald's.
No. You gotta go to McDonald's.
I want to get a Big Mac. That's what I'm talking about. They opened that shit up in Harlem like once.
Come on.
Yeah, they did. They had a whole thing. They set it up. It was like for like a week or two. They did a whole McDonald's thing. They had the plaid shirts. Yo, it was great. I wish I could have gone.
No, that's insane. Sure. Yo, that's insane. Well, listen, boys, I think it's amazing that we all, I mean, you could tell fast food has a place in our lives. Like, when we were kids, we grew up on that shit. It's not so much anymore. Now everybody's very health conscious and whatnot. When we were kids, it was all about get the kids fed. And so, at least in my world, it was. So, it's funny how that shit, it comes flooding back so quick when you start thinking about it, doesn't it, Dan?
Yeah. I could think about wanting it and begging for it and doing whatever I had to do and then getting yelled at while I was there because I was being an asshole. Yep, I remember all that shit.
Yo, but the toys they put in Happy Meals now are bullshit. It's nowhere near what it used to be. It used to be some cool-ass shit up in Happy Meals. It's bullshit now, Dave.
Oh, fuck yeah. I collected all these pieces, and I built an Inspector Gadget from all the toys in the Happy Meal.
Damn, Inspector Gadget.
Inspector Gadget. Yeah, that guy.
You got a singing thing. You just want to sing, don't you?
Sometimes I like to sing.
That's what's
I just
up.
Want to sing, Plum. I just want to sing.
Big shout out to Chef Chad Minton for joining us here on the program this evening. Also, big shout out to all the good brothers, Chef Dave, Chef Dan, Chef Frankie, joining us on the program. Jeffy, we're happy to have you back. T's and P's for you. We feel bad. Sorry you had to go through what you went through, but you're back now.
It's okay.
Next week, we're trying this out. We were thinking about trying to figure some time to do a thankful show. Or if we're going to pre-record. Mm-hmm. Either way, there will be a show of some sort next week. Right, Jeffy?
Yes, sir. Some sort of show on Plum Love Foods Live. And it'll be a thankful or a best of.
Hey. And if you haven't done so yet, also over the Thanksgiving break, hey, if you haven't checked out Seasoned on WNPR, check it out on demand on the Apple Podcast. We had a fantastic show today. Chef Brian Kaywork joined the program. We did a Turkey 911 Plus. Joined by our good friend, the Wineslinger, a.k.a. Gene. We tasted lots of pretty cool wine. It's a great show. It's really fun. Next week, For Thanksgiving, we're talking all about turkeys. Or I talked to a turkey farmer, all kinds of crazy shit, Jeffy. It's a great show.
Hmm. It is a good show. I just caught up this week with the pie one, which was awesome.
That was pretty fun. That was pretty fun.
It was very fun. Great fun.
Yeah, yeah. Who said that?
I said like 3.142, like that kind of pie?
Dave?
Yeah, exactly. We caught up and we talked all about pie and other mathematical things on Seasoned, the show about food. It was it was very interesting because I didn't expect it. I didn't expect them to talk about math.
I mean, Jeffy, how crazy was it when I was like A plus B minus C times 3 equals B? Fucking,
I was lost. And then you came in and you were like, pie. 3.14 is pie. And I was like, whoa. Dave's got to hear this.
That's right. Jesus Christ. So, there'll be a show next week. So stand by. We're going to figure out what we're doing. But in the meantime, in the between time, big shout out to Chef Chad Minton. True Cooks doing a big sale next week, Jeffy. You got to get on that. Starting on Friday, they're doing a massive Black Friday situation. They have some great deals, it sounds like.
Absolutely. 25% off the Black Capsule sale.
Yeah.
It's going to be fire.
Yeah, I'm definitely jumping in on that. That's for sure.
Automatic, going right in your cart. From Black Friday all the way to the Cyber Monday.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. And so there's some free shipping going on there, too, which is pretty cool.
All the free.
Well, there was three tiers, he said. It was like $50. You get like, you know, you get the 20% on everything, but if you spend $50, you get like a free pair of socks or some shit, you know, maybe a sticker pack, who knows, you know, and like maybe you spend a little bit more, you get something else, a little bit more, you get something else, all the way up until you get the golden ticket and you get to go sleep at Chad's house.
That sounds amazing. I can't wait to get over there and get a little sleeping at Chad's house. I love his dog. I can't wait to see him. So make sure you follow them at True Cooks, at Chef Chad Minton. What?
What do you say?
Dan's mic is so low, I can't hear what he wants to chime in.
I know. Squeaky, squeak, squeak.
He's like, because I've got a golden ticket.
I was saying the chocolate fountain, yeah. Chocolate
fountain.
Can you hear me? No. Chocolate fountain? Like Augustus
chocolate
Blue?
Chocolate fucking fountain.
We spent 25 seconds saying, we can't hear Dan. Then he goes, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yo, I was listening in, so then all of a sudden I got to chime in and you can't hear me.
Hey,
chocolate fountain.
Look here, we appreciate you guys. Stay safe, take care of each other. Don't be afraid of the media. Do your research. Numbers are arbitrary until you put them on and compare them to things. We love all you guys, and remember, friends, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Jeffy, you look like you have something to say.
Why this thing, guys? I'm scared to death of the media.
The media is very scary, but guess what? We are the media, and we're not scary.
We're the best media. If you want anything, any of the hard-hitting facts, we're here to report on them.
That's it.
We tell the stories that no one else will tell.
I love that. I love that. Maybe in our thankful story, our thankful show next week, Jeffy, you could do top three stories of the year.
They're all the coronavirus.
And then Dave could do top three things to be thankful for.
Aw, man.
Yo, let's make sure we give you the time it deserves. Take care of each other.
The power of power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.
Ooh, yeah!